This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today it's about Isaac from the book of Genesis. The meaning of name Isaac is he laughs. For Abraham and Sarah must have experienced a variety of feelings each time it was spoken. At times it was a shocked laughter at God's announcement that they would be parents in their old age. At other times, it must have brought back the joyful feelings of receiving their long-awaited answer to prayer for a child. Most importantly, it was a testimony to God's power in making His promise a reality. 25 years was a very long journey for Abraham and Sarah. They must have wondered where God is in all of this, as it's not easy to pass each single month without the fulfillment of the much-awaited promise in their lives. A divine visitation from God a year before the child was born would have overwhelmed them. They must have been surprised and awestruck by God's promise, and Sarah definitely derived strength from God to conceive, as mentioned in Hebrews. Isaac was the first descendant in fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham. All the blessings God kept in store for Abraham and Sarah were only through Isaac, in spite of Abraham having other sons. God said, "I will establish a covenant with Isaac and an everlasting covenant with his descendants." Isaac was blessed to be born to this chosen couple of God who had strong faith in him, had a daily walk with him, and were completely dependent on the all-powerful God. Isaac would have grown up hearing all the wonderful experiences of his parents, God's sustenance of them amidst the painful barrenness, God's assurance of the promise and its fulfillment through Isaac. God's call to Abraham to sacrifice Isaac is incomprehensible. During the whole of this incident, we observe Isaac being obedient and submissive to his father. The same spirit of obedience passed on to Isaac from his father as he bowed to his father without contending or arguing. Isaac watched all this in awe, the blessings proclaimed by the angel to his father and him. This encounter would have strengthened him in God and enabled him to sustain in God's ways. Isaac seems to have been a caring and loving husband. He demonstrated great patience during critical times when he waited for his promised children, while dealing with his enemies, praying and pleading for Rebekah when they were childless. Under pressure, he tended to lie. In conflict, he sought to avoid confrontation. He played favorites between his sons. It's usually not hard to identify with Isaac in his weaknesses, but God works through people in spite of their shortcomings and often through them. Isaac receives the fulfillment of God's promise in his life through his twin sons Esau and Jacob, the two nations as assured by God. He was listed in Heroes of Faith, in Hebrews, and in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Isaac had great faith, got backup when he stumbled, and trusted in God's promises. Every Christian can look at Isaac as an example of a simple man whose life was important because of how God used him. Let's pray. Gracious good God, thank you for the life of Isaac and teaching us beautiful things through his miraculous birth and blessed life, Lord. Help us to be prayerful, full of faith, and wait on you during the critical times in our lives. Lord, let our lives be an example to others around us, as Isaac's life was an example to the Philistines and all his enemies, O Father. Lord Jesus, let us be a blessing to everyone who comes into our lives, submitting our lives to your precious care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.